Good afternoon and welcome to Inside SCOM. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaiton. Inside SCOM is a weekly program that is presented by the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. The program takes you inside the ministry of SCOM by presenting teachings, testimonies, and SCOM updates so that you can have a picture of what SCOM is all about. Today, we talk to the General Secretary, Ellen Napala, where she will share more of her personal experience on how she joined SCOM and what the journey has been like up to date. We'll also hear more details about the upcoming SCOM Easter conferences, so please stick around. But for a start, I invite Tim Godfrey, featuring Travis Green, and give us a song titled Narekirim.
You are listening to Inside SCOM on TWR Malawi.
He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all.
Narekirimo.
If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
Lift your hands.
For he has done so very much.
That's a track titled Narekiremo, done by Tim Godfrey featuring Travis Green, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR. And today you're with me, Michael Kyton. Now let's go to today's main business. Today I want to hear more personal experience from Erin Apala, who happens to be the SCOM General Secretary, on how her journey has been through SCOM.
My name is Erin Apala. I'm currently the General Secretary of SCOM.
Would you tell us a little bit more about your education and professional background?
Education-wise, I went to primary school in Zomba and Lilongwe, Ntonda Primary in Zomba and Lilongwe CCP Primary School. Then I went to Nyuira Girls Secondary School, where I did my Form 1 up to Form 4. From there, I was selected to go to the University of Malawi Polytechnic, where I studied Bachelor of Business Administration and graduated in 2004. So I have a bachelor's degree in business administration, but I also have a master's degree in Christian leadership, which I obtained at African Bible College in 2023.
Professionally, how has been your journey?
Professionally, I have worked in student ministry my whole life, so that's what I know. Okay. Yes, with my degree in business administration, I came with it straight to SCOM because immediately I finished my studies at the Polytechnic, I joined the SCOM. So I've been in student ministry my whole life. Of course, some of the years from 2005 to 2019, I was heading a section within SCOM, which we call Social Development Section. So I was responsible for managing social development projects where we're going around in schools, teaching students, associates, church leaders, teachers, and even community leaders in the issues of HIV and AIDS. But at the center of it all, there was a student.
When did you become born again?
I got born again in 1991. I was a student in primary school, standard 7, through Bible clubs under the Scripture Union. But I immediately went to secondary school. I looked for an opportunity to join SCOM. I had heard about SCOM. There was a group of students, SCOM members from the then Livimbo Dek. They used to come to our school, Lilongwe CCP Primary School, and they used to encourage us to join SCOM whenever we go to secondary school. So when I went to secondary school, that was the first thing to find out if there was any SCOM. But unfortunately, it was a new school. It just opened that same year. We were the first breed of students. None of us, I think, knew about SCOM until the third term of that year when some students came from, I think, Namitete, and then they started SCOM, and I joined SCOM immediately. So from secondary school, in my college days, I have been a SCOM member. I held several positions in secondary school. I was once a treasurer of SCOM. I also became a cheerleader at some point. When I went to college, I became the secretary of the branch right there.
Let's go back to secondary school first. How was the SCOM at the new era?
Hey, SCOM was like a cloud puller. So many students meeting at one place just to worship God. But what I liked most about SCOM then was the seriousness of the members who do look out for one another. I remember there were times we used to pray every day. Immediately after night studies, would remain behind and would pray for an hour or so, just praying for the school, praying for our lives. I grew in my prayer life at New Era Girls. There was a time we had to fast. Our leaders then, they called for a fast, like for one whole week. So some would do in chains, some would pick 1 or 2 days, others they fasted for 3 days, others for 5 days, depending on our level of faith in the Lord, realizing that there were so many people at different stages of their spiritual journey. But what we were praying for that time, we were praying for deliverance. So when the day came, there was nobody, no outsider came. It was just us students praying for ourselves, praying for one another. I have never witnessed any deliverance session the way I saw it that day. I have fond memories of our SCOM days at secondary school, but also there was a problem. It was during the FEC era, FEC from Mozambique, something like that, and there were rumors that they had attacked students at Ncheu Secondary School, Ncheu Dek, and we were the next target. And we pray, and the office never came. There was a problem, I think, with our headmistress to do with the attacks, some sort of. So she would come and call for us, girls, can we pray for this? So whenever there was a problem, we knew that they would be involved. We were like part of the solutions to the school because they could involve us whenever and wherever it was necessary.
How was SCOM at Polytechnic?
There I saw a different SCOM, very mature. The way the leaders did things, very serious, maybe as compared to secondary school level. There was the intentionality in terms of helping the members to grow, to get grounded in the weight. So new students, those that had just given their lives to Jesus, there was a class, like a discipleship class, they would be taken through discipleship sessions and they would be attached to senior members just to mentor them through, to guide them, to disciple them. I felt that was very, very, very critical and important as far as discipleship of members is concerned. And the leaders would be looking out for the members. Whenever somebody has misbehaved, you would be summoned. You would be questioned. I was questioned at some point. I was summoned. We have heard A, B, C, D. What is going on? So that element, I found it very critical and very important in as far as looking out for one another is concerned, being each other's brother's keepers. That's very...
What was the most memorable moment for you in SCOM at Poly?
Several moments. The first one is the one I said I was summoned to answer some questions because according to the leaders, I did something they didn't expect me to do. I got a boyfriend immediately, in my first year, and they called me to say, no, you can't do this. Not especially this one. It was hard, but I was thankful that they were able to do that for me. But becoming the secretary of SCOM at a university level, at a campus level, for me, it was remarkable. I didn't see myself to be one of the qualified people to be a leader at such an institution, but becoming a secretary, standing in front of people, making announcements, being part of the process that made the program for the whole semester, praying together, choosing leaders, that was remarkable for me.
Both in secondary and at university, how did SCOM contribute to your life?
I can say I was discipled through SCOM. I got born again while I was still young. I didn't know much, but SCOM helped me to grow spiritually. Reading the Bible, I stood in front of people to preach for the first time in SCOM. I discovered myself in SCOM, the gifts that God had deposited in me. I got to find out through SCOM. So SCOM gave me a platform, but also an opportunity to discover who I was, what God had deposited in me, but also the aspect of looking out for one another. I was preserved from maybe making some mistakes. I can say God kept me, God sustained me because I belonged to SCOM. I could have been wasted. I could have made maybe serious mistakes if not for SCOM.
Then now, when you left college, how did you find yourself working with SCOM?
That's another testimony on its own. But being part of the leadership at Polytechnic, I was invited to a farewell function organized by Blantyre SCOMAF. They were bidding farewell to one of the pioneers of STEM program. SCOM has a STEM program, they call it Short-Term Experience in Ministry, where fresh graduates will join SCOM as volunteers to serve God for a specified period of time. So the first person to join that program, when his time had come to an end, they organized a farewell function for him. As a part of an envisioning, they invited the leaders from SCOM branches around Blantyre, MCA, Health Sciences, Polytechnic. So because I was a leader, I went. So I heard them talking about the STEM program, then I made a call for anybody who wanted to join the program. Immediately they finished their studies. I just found myself standing. So I stood up thinking that was the most natural thing to do. I was amazed. I was the only one standing. And I was looked around. I was like, did I make a mistake? Should I sit down? And I said, I'm already standing. I was in my third year. So when I finished my studies, my final exams in the fourth year, I was the one looking for people from SCOM to say, but I had made a commitment. Where do I start from? Where do I go? So I went to Blantyre SCOM office and I was directed to come to the national office where I met the former GS, Mr. Patrick Kaudzu. That's how I joined the STEM. I went back to Blantyre. I was working in the Blantyre SCOM office. The moment I joined this STEM, I never saw an exit door. No opportunity for me to go out, no openings for me, until it was confirmed that this is where I was meant to stay. That's how I stayed. But that was after almost 1.5 years, still battling with the Lord. God, are you sure you want me here? Because I had other plans. I wanted to get married. I wanted to go work somewhere and advance my career. But it seems God had other plans for me. So that's how I found myself in SCOM. And after serving under STEM program. And then I was told, why can't you lead this section? So that's how social development section came in, and I became the first head, the first one to head the section.
How has the journey now been working with SCOM?
Both challenging and exciting. Challenging. Sometimes the things we go through, I wish I had not joined SCOM. There isn't much in terms of maybe financial benefits. For somebody like me, I have a lot of responsibilities, but the package may not be sufficient. So there are times you are tempted to go and maybe seek a high-paying job elsewhere. But sometimes the working environment is not that conducive for one to really advance in terms of career. We work with different people, so the challenges are just too much. But the fulfilling part is seeing how lives are being transformed, the impact your ministry is having on other people. So fulfilling that it overrides like all the other challenges that are there. So that's what has kept me going. SCOM has opened so many doors of opportunity for me to minister, to serve God, and to impact lives. I've been in different platforms through SCOM. I've traveled around because of SCOM. So that in itself is so fulfilling.
Do you have any special memories now working with the SCOM?
Special moments, so many. Especially working in the social development section, I have worked with different people. Some of them would look down on us first sight, but we interact with them and then they would say, you people, where are you coming from? Which school did you attend? Now, because it's like the things that we are sharing, it's not maybe what they were expecting. Some would say, you people, whatever theological school you attended, it must not being here in Malawi. Just being able to get in contact with the people that maybe have never been targeted before, they were taken as outcasts, and we are there, and we are saying, all of us, you and us, want to raise our children better, want to do something that to uplift the welfare of students, and seeing things happening. Yeah, for me, it's a memorable moment. I go to places, if I go to places like Lobin Deza, there are people there, they call me Anankungwi. They don't even know that I'm the GS now. But there's a group of people, community people, they call themselves Ifendia SCOM, because of what the impact SCOM left when we were implementing some projects in those areas. People that were able to change their practices and traditions for the sake of students. I remember there was a time we invited the traditional counselors, the Angalibas, Anankungwi, Akumazi, just having a talk with them, how best do we help our young people so that they remain in school, they don't quit. And because we had a meeting in a church, they were like, nobody has ever invited us to church. But we are stepping our feet in the church for the first time because of SCOM. And we have so many stories of people that changed their practices because of SCOM.
Now, because you're working as the General Secretary of SCOM, Could you please tell us a bit of what does the secretariat do?
Secretariat, I can say, is coordination unit for the whole organization of SCOM. SCOM has structures. It has trustees, that it has board members and other structures at regional, district, and at the grassroots level. But secretariat is the coordination unit, making sure that what SCOM is here for is being fulfilled. Its vision and its mission is being fulfilled. So we guide the activities of SCOM. We consolidate what is going on, what is happening in the ministry elsewhere. We compile the reports and then submit to the relevant authorities within the ministry and even outside the ministry. In terms of literature, we make sure that the literature, we vet. There are people in SCOM that are gifted maybe in producing things, but as a secretariat, we vet what goes to the student, what does not go to the student. Bible study materials, they come from the secretariat. So we are there to coordinate the implementation of SCOM activities, SCOM policies across the structures. But what we do, we are guided by the board.
What would be your last words?
My last words to students, those that are in secondary school and universities, you'll never make a mistake to join SCOM. Parents, encourage your students. Whenever they go to secondary school or university, direct them to join SCOM. For those that have been through SCOM, I always say, please remember, SCOM still exists. You can still be part of the ministry. Go back to schools and encourage those that are still there by joining associates or SCOMAF. But you can also help the ministry through prayer, financially, so that we continue to serve among students. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen Napala, for sharing your testimony.
Hello, I am Patrick Kaudzu, and you are listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for What's Happening in SCOM. Lilongwe SCOMAF will have a night of prayer this Saturday, 28 March 2025, at Capital City Baptist Church from 8:30 in the evening. SCOM has organized Easter conferences as schools will be closing the second term, and this will be in the week ending 10 to 13 April 2025. The theme for all these conferences is pressing on towards the goal. There are a total of 41 conferences across the nation, and here are their venues. In Misuku, it will be at Misuku CDSS, in Chitipa at Chitipa Secondary School, Tarile at Wenya Secondary School, Karunga at Karunga CDSS, Chirumba at Chirumba Secondary School, in Livingstonia at Livingstonia Technical College, in Rumpi at Smeda Lodge, in Ekwendeni at Ekwendeni CDSS, in Mperembe at Mperembe CDSS, in Eutini at Eutini Secondary School, in Mbangweni at Lobat Law Secondary School, in Jenda at Chisapi CDSS, in Maulao at Luele CDSS, in Mzimba at Mzimba Secondary School, in Mzuzu at Mzuzu Government Secondary School, in Karabe and Karabe Secondary School in Likoma at Chizumulu CDSS. Those are the venues for the 2025 SCOM Easter Conferences in the Northern Region. In the Central Region, Nkotakota, the 2025 SCOM Easter Conference will be held at Nkotakota Secondary School. In Chisi, it will be at Mbumba Secondary School. In Doa, at Madisi Secondary School. In Kasungu, at Chamba Secondary School. In Mchinji, at Mchinji Teachers Training College. In Lilongwe, there are three venues for the 2025 SCOM Easter Conference. Children of the Nations, Nazarene Theological College, as well as Bunda Christian Academy. In Deza, it will be at Umbu Secondary School, and in Salima at Chipoka Secondary School. Whilst in the Eastern Region, the 2025 SCOM Easter Conferences will be held at the following venues: in Incheu at Incheu Secondary School, in Balaka at Najitime Secondary School, in Machinga at Machinga Secondary School, in Mangochi at Malawi College of Fisheries, in Zomba there are two venues, Mulunguzi Secondary School as well as Masungola Secondary School. In Palombe, it will be at Palombe Teachers Training College. Whilst in the Southern Region, the 2025 SCOM Easter Conferences will be held at the following venues: in Mulanje at Mulanje Secondary School, in Cholo at Luchenza Secondary School, in Blantyre there are two venues, Blantyre Secondary School as well as Ame Secondary School, in Mwanza at Mwanza Secondary School, in Neno at Chiwale Secondary School, and in Chikwawa and in Sanje it will be at Chikwawa Secondary School. Those are some of the venues that will host the 2025 SCOM Easter Conferences. For more information on the charges and the actual dates, visit the SCOM website or consult any secondary school authority around you. We'll give you these details so that you can participate by supporting students, praying for the conferences, and where possible, even attending one of these conferences. That's what we had time for in today's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share your testimony, SCOM updates, our hotline is 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this program on our website, which is www.scommalawi.org. Remember to like our Facebook page, and the Facebook page link is www.facebook.com/scom.mw, and the page name is SCOM, Student Christian Organization of Malawi. There you'll be able to get more updates about SCOM. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we bring to you another edition of Inside SCOM, keep on listening to TWR Malawi. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaito.
Come! Jesus loves you. Come!